Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, we continue. Hartman, Harrigan, Jones. Susie's back with us. Bottom of the hour. We'll have some fun with Susie. I'm having some issues with the vibes. Let's see. Oh, boom. I got it back here. This is how you text us. We've got a bit of a site that we can click in and we see what you're saying to us on the Dave Harrigan Talk and Text Lines. If you'd like to sponsor this, it's available to you. Who would you call? Jessica, maybe?
I think that would be a good start.
Call Jessica.
Yeah.
Spend some money.
Good luck outbidding me.
Yeah. And then when we say, hey, here's a text on the fill-in-the-blank, talk and text lines at WCCO Radio. Do you have, we're going twins here very quickly.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a particular beach in Minnesota you like? I knew this was coming. Bear Ass Beach on Twin Lake.
I've never been.
I didn't think, is it on Twin Lake? Is it... I was wondering if that was Twin Lake. Armstrong, 1983 grad here. We used to have, I think that's where we had the parties, where there used to be a place called the White House. Not that White House, but the White House on Highway 55. And we'd go back there and have parties. People would bring kegs back there. It was a long way to carry kegs. Long way. And I thought that was Bear Ass Beach. But maybe we have multiple.
Who says we don't?
Yeah, there's
maybe we should have multiple.
Yeah. Father Hennepin State Park, Lake Mille Lacs. McCarthy's Beach. Let's see. The beach at Lake Josephine. All sorts of contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one in particular? I would say, and I'm not going in the water, but there are some areas off Lake Superior and Duluth that are just absolutely stunning.
First one that came to mind, North Shore.
Yeah.
Finding a beach up there.
Yeah.
I mean, Minnesota beaches, if we're talking lake beaches, if you've been to the beaches of Florida, California.
Wow. How long have you hated Minnesota?
It's very depressing.
Yeah.
It's really.
Do we have.
The sand is just, I mean, to say it's not a comparison is an insult to saying something's not a comparison.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean. What is our most sandy beach? Is there one beach where people say, wow? I mean, nobody's saying this is Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying this is Siesta Keys, okay? But this is ours, right? What would the most popular one be? Would it be Bidet Makoska?
I don't know about that. Maybe that or on Harriet or something. But
in Minnetonka?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably somewhere on Lake Minnetonka. I think
the one around the moat, Adam Carter's house.
Yeah, well, that's quite the beach.
Yeah,
he imports the sand too, from what I've heard.
Of course,
imported
he does.
Sand from Italy.
Imports.
Yes. I think of. I've spent a lot of time on Cass Lake. I know you're familiar with Cass Lake.
Oh yeah.
And I can't remember one of the islands that's in the middle of the lake. There's a little beach off the island and a sandbar that goes out a couple hundred yards at least. It's very, very shallow. And I think of that place because we go there. You know, I've gone to Cass Lake every year for the last 20 or so years, and we always go there at least once or twice during the week because it's just a nice little spot to be. It's a little calmer. You can park the boat up right there.
Yeah.
Kind of this little sandy cliff you can run up and pretend you're storming the beaches of Normandy or something like that. I think of that place.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Summer's saying it's not on Twin Lake. It's Twin Lake's more Robbinsdale and Brooklyn Park, right? It's people are suggesting Sweeney Lake. That's the lake back there. Someone else saying they had to turn the radio off at 12:09 because of the childish behavior of that ticking noise. Carter was doing it earlier. It's annoying. Behave better. What ticking noise?
I'm not familiar with a ticking noise.
I tick, 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 tick. Yeah. Somebody says Star Island on Cass Lake. You know, that's where, because my boys.
That's another great little beach.
I've attended Camp Chippewa right there on Cass Lake. If you have young boys who are looking for a camp, I cannot praise Camp Chippewa enough. Phenomenal experience for Hunter, Griffin, and Michael. Michael's going back, and they're going on a huge trip this summer. But they've been amazing. So are we underplaying the beaches in Minnesota? I don't think we are.
No.
I mean, we have great lakes. I don't know if you've ever heard that. And we just have...
Oh, do we have one near Minnesota?
No. We'll call John Williams and ask him. Well, and then we have a lot of rocky, kind of sandy formations. But no, you're not going to think you're in Cabo at that point. But hey, tomorrow in southern Minnesota, it's going to be 80.
Yeah. Not bad.
Let's go remote. Comrex, let's just start driving southern Minnesota till it gets to 80, and we'll start knocking on someone's door and see if they'll let us do the show.
That's fine.
I'm willing. I'll volunteer again. This is something that I think I've offered up since we started. We're willing to go to warm locations and do a show in the summer. Now, I would prefer it's like at a posh Tony golf course.
Naturally.
And then at 3:20, we're on the first tee.
Why wait?
Yeah.
Can we do the show while playing?
Yeah. Well, we've got the Comrex. We'll need a pretty lengthy extension cord.
Wi-Fi's good enough.
Yeah.
So what if we drop out a few times?
It'll hit. It's fine. We could do that. Today is the Twins season opener.
Really?
It's a lot bigger deal if it's the Twins season home opener, right?
Of course.
When you can do the double combo, right? And we'll be out there next week. At Target Field, up in the press box. And what's happened the last few years is they say to us, as soon as your broadcast is done, you have to leave because other people are coming up. And knock on for Micah, we haven't had to leave.
No.
I'd love to sit there all year in that suite and just watch the games.
It's a pretty good spot.
I mean, I still want to roam and socialize. But it's nice. You got all the treats. We got all our friends in the media. No, I don't think he's going to join us. We had a very awkward Joe Paulette interview a couple years ago where I had the audacity to actually ask him questions. And there was a lot of, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. And they were like very obvious questions. And last year, Jason just asked him a really good question. Yeah, we're cutting back on the payroll. And he told the truth.
They're right-sizing the payroll.
Yeah, they were right-sizing it.
Right-sizing.
Yeah, and apparently they've been right-sizing that debt for a while. $425 million in debt. Want to feel better about your debt situation? The Pollads and the Twins, $425 million in debt. So we are the home of the Minnesota Twins. WCCU Radio Minnesota Twins tied together. They cheated on us for a little bit. They went to Hubbard. They had a torrid affair.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tried their own thing. And then they realized, let's go back to mom. They came back to mom. Now, I don't know what mom did. Maybe mom cheated also.
Yeah. Is that why they would have left? They were ashamed to be with mom?
Yeah. I don't know.
With the Wolves? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we did cheat with the Wolves. You know, I'd like to cheat again with the Wolves. but they've got to deal with the fan, you know? So maybe we'll land somebody
Sometimes
else.
You can even hear them there.
Every once in a while, the game is actually on the station versus the app. But, you know, hey, we tout apps here, so why not? What is your one word, to describe your feeling about this season, which will start at about 3:15 with a called strike from Sonny Gray on Matt Wallner? I'm saying Wallner's taking the first pitch. Sonny, who at one point last year looked like he wasn't having a great year with St. Louis, but I looked at his numbers again. They were pretty good. In fact, they were probably a little bit better than Pablo's. You know what? I should say this. I didn't go as deep as I should have. The traditional numbers look like Sonny might have been a little bit better, but maybe the other metrics, and Corey Provis and Chris Atterbury do a great job of looking at the modern numbers and working them in. If you're a broadcaster and you don't work the modern numbers, then you should be fired. It's as simple as that. But what is your one word to describe your feeling about this upcoming season, which starts in 3 hours? At this point, maybe Matt Wallner's hit a home run.
Could be.
Jock Jones opened a season with a home run.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on Twitter. I was reminded, 2002. Jock, underrated, by the way. I thought Jock had a very solid career with the Twins. Wasn't Torrey. Who was the other member of the Soul Patrol outfield?
Is Matt Lawton still around?
I think it might have been Matt Lawton. Matt Lawton had a nice career,
too.
He had
a nice career.
Right?
Jock, good career. Just don't ask him to throw at anybody at home.
Yeah, that's...
That ball is either spiked or it's into the third row.
Yeah. He did not really understand the cutoff man. You know, give the cutoff man the opportunity. Maybe he lets it go. Maybe he doesn't let it go. It could be interesting. But Jock, also a guy, the Twins people I know, always really like Jock Jones.
Good.
You know, big fan of Jock Jones, our guy Molly. Paul Molitor, huge fan of Jock Jones. What is your one word to describe how you're feeling about this upcoming Twin season? You will hear every pitch, every second, all hour and 45 minutes of the postgame show when they break it down meticulously. And if it's an 11 a.m. start, let's go. Hour 45. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to come in here for 5 minutes. I think I've got an excellent word. It's not a unique word, but I think it applies to this season.
Okay.
I think I have, among all the words which are going to come in, what's your one word for the Twin season? 651-461-9226. I think you're going to like my word. Let's find out in moments. I need to hear your single word to describe how you feel about this season on the home of the Twins at 651-461-9226.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-time angry breakup songs.
This is one of them. It's so good.
It's phenomenal.
It's such a great song.
And
poor Dave Coulier.
Honestly, whoever can put those two together is beyond me. Right? I don't understand it, but I wasn't there. But what do we got for our music theme today?
Do you know what's not entirely unique, but what's special about Alanis Morissette? She is a twin. She has a twin brother.
Oh.
So in honor of the twins today, we are playing music from musicians who have a twin.
I love it.
Of course you do.
Excellent. Excellent. Brilliant.
And yes, you'll hear the Bee Gees. Of course, you'll have to hear the Bee Gees.
Yeah. The ticking thing, more texters pointing out they're not hearing any ticking. I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay. You know my word, Dave, is? Uncertain. Uncertain. This ball club last year started very poorly. Then, this is not a lie, for about 4 months had the best record in baseball.
Incredible.
In, was it the first week of August? Cleveland comes here, four-game series. They win the first two, and I think they were about a game away from having the best record in all of baseball. And you're thinking, what a remarkable turnaround.
Let's just stop the story right there.
What a remarkable turnaround. And then, I mean, what a tank job that was.
And then, what a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah. And then, like, jumping off a cliff and thinking there was a landing point, like, you know, 5 feet below you where I'm fine. Nope. You're going down. And, then, I mean, they just disastrous, dreadful, non-scoring baseball. So they do so little in the offseason until they make some supplemental moves at the end. Two of those guys, by the way, in the starting lineup today. But you look around and you say, they have good depth with starters. They really do. Pablo, let's see if he's more 23 than 24. To me, Bailey Ober is clearly number two. And Joe Ryan then is three. I got to see Joe Ryan come back.
Yeah. He was good. He was good all the way up to the injury last year.
Yeah, Bailey Ober was better, right? Simeon Woods Richardson exceeded all expectations last year. Paddock, I think they're showing loyalty to Paddock. I mean, Corey Provis is 1,000% right when I talked about Zebby Matthews, but man, Zebby Matthews' numbers down there were really good, and he looked nice. Why am I forgetting the other guy? I'm seeing him. Oh, David Festa.
Yeah.
They've got some options. The bullpen is potentially great, but my biggest question on this team is Johan Duran. Who is he right now? He's not throwing as hard as he did 2 years ago. He was more hittable last year. Jax was by far their best. I think Jax was their best player last year. I don't even think it's arguable. Now, Castro plays more, right? So if you want to say the total value,
sure,
give me a break. You're just an eighth inning or ninth inning guy. I'm just saying, who performed at the highest level? It's case closed. It's Griffin Jax. Cole Sands was really good. If Brock Stewart ever stays healthy, Varlin. And then the lineup, they should be able to hit. But again, who's playing?
Yeah, let's talk about health.
Who is playing? So there's the team, uncertain. Where the hell can I find the game on TV? I'd rather you listen here. But you're also going to watch, by the way. So am I. I'm only listening to the radio. They just made a number of announcements in the last 48 hours where you can get games. How's that going to work out? Twins TV, how different is it? Wait, do I have it? Should it be easier? I mean, right now it seems like if you go to Twins Baseball and you're trying to figure out your town and where the game is, it's not the easiest thing to find.
No.
And who owns this ball club? When the whole Justin Ishbia thing happened a while back, I said, calm down. There's going to be other people. Right now, it looks like Justin Ishbia was their guy. By the way his brother's running the Suns, calm down. That doesn't sound that appetizing. And then, as we alluded before, $425 million in debt, and Joe Pollad somehow, with the audacity, with the temerity to say, I'm willing to stick around. Listen, the Twins have been run brilliantly, and Joe Pollad had a track record of 5, 10, 15, 20 years of success. Then a business would look at keeping somebody like that. And maybe Joe Pollard over the long haul would show that he knows how to run a team. So far, no. So far, no. So Come on. Nobody's going to come here. And I said this. When I say it, November, December, said it wouldn't shock me if they end up owning this team. Still wouldn't shock me. Now, could somebody come in at 45-50%, 45-49.99%, and the poll ads still own the majority? Yeah. But a lot of uncertain. I'm very uncertain about this season. So uncertain, yeah, I could add to. What do you got? What's your word? And then we'll look at the texters.
Well, I had two words. I'll give you one quickly. The word was cautious, and it's for a lot of the reasons you already laid out. Just looking at the team on the field, starting staff looks pretty good. Bullpen should be good, we think. Lineup, we'll see who plays, and that's where the caution comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good team, should at least compete for the division, but then the injuries, as we all know, creep up with this team every single year to the most important pieces, and that's where the caution comes in. The other word I have is four, because the Twins allow us, specifically on this show, most weeks throughout the spring and summer to really embrace the four-day work week. That's become the big hit throughout Europe and into America,
yeah,
certainly.
And
right. I like to be a part of the movement.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Twins for helping us embrace the 4-day
thank
work
you.
Week.
Indifferent. Chat, introduce Royce Lewis to stretch laugh. That's pretty good. Yawn, apathetic, bankrupt, mediocrity, apathy, hopeful. Those seem depressed, meh,
oh,
failure.
Goodness.
Winners. Let's see. Let's see how many people are at Target Field. Susie in the house. Good topics with Susan K. Jones in moments on CCO.